Amen. Praise God. God bless you, dear friend. God bless you. This is Bishop Barron. I want to thank you so, so much for releasing the miracle dollars or more. Listen, friend, by now you should have already received the powerful success workbook that I sent you. I need you to follow the instructions. I need you to begin to work on the book. It's imperative. It's key that you begin to start your assignment and follow my instructions that I've given you in my book. This is the beginning stage. This is the beginning steps of a transformational change in your finances. This is the beginning of new breakthroughs that you will begin to cause to manifest in your life. Your persistence, your diligence, is key. Do you not know that many people fail in their life because they don't move into diligence? They're not focused? A lack of focus will open up the door to poverty. By now, you should have already again received your ebook. Perhaps you already received your email, your prophecy from the company of prophets. If you haven't as of yet, keep an eye on your inbox. It's on its way. Now prepare yourself, prepare your heart for the word of the Lord from myself and my wife, Prophetess Michelle. Amen and amen. Well, God bless you, Sister Thompson. Thank you for moving in faith and getting your seed in the ground of $51. No, woman of God, that the Lord says, I bring you into a season of new connections. I bring you into a season of new avenues. I bring you into a season of new partnerships that's going to cause you to become, to be blessed. And you're going to find that you might even be meeting with an that nature, maybe of a legal matter. But the Lord says, I give you victory. Because the Lord said, this is a time of freedom. And you're breaking off the chains that you may have put on yourself as a result of some childhood conditioning. You're going to find that the Lord said, he's going to release any childhood hang-ups. And you're going to be able to address some things so that you can move forward. Oh, the Lord says, prepare yourself and fear not. Because God says, this is the end of the fear, and you're going to start moving into greater faith, greater authority that Father God has placed inside of thee. And out of this, woman of God, you're going to create the space for a connection that is going to bless you and cause you to come into a season of blessings. Oh, prepare, because God said, I'm opening up the doors, and your gifts and your talents shall surely make room for thee. Oh, you're going to step into mastery. Oh, you're going to step into favor, and you're going to see the hand of the Lord do some unusual things for you. Now the Lord will say unto thee that in partnerships, you're going to have the ability to keep peace among those that are at odds with each other. For the Lord will say unto thee that I give you the gift of persuasion. I give you the gift of charisma. I give you the gift of negotiation, and you'll be able to negotiate some things that will surely begin to unfold in your life. Oh, you'll find that even secrets are going to be coming out into the open during the next 6 months. For the Lord says, get thyself ready. Do not get angry. Do not get into emotional tantrums, saith the Lord of hosts. You may deal with some things from your past. God says, let them come to the surface, because this is a season of a cleansing, a season of a spiritual circumcision where I'm removing the things of the past because I'm preparing you for success. I'm preparing you for business. I'm preparing you for the abundance that shall come into your life. Do not move into revenge towards others, saith the Lord of hosts. For the Lord says, some have wronged you, but God says, move in peace and move in unconditional love. For the Spirit of the Lord says that your life is destined for change. Be prepared. Don't let conflicts disturb thee. For the Lord will say unto thee that, watch me, because you're going to rise up. And even in the month of October, God says, circle October, for it shall come into a time of great power and great glory. For the Lord says, this is your season of a birthing, and you're going to begin to see the appearance of a new gift that is going to be coming into your life. New gifts. Oh, okay. The Lord says, okay, I'm hearing a baby. I'm hearing a... Now the Lord says, this is a season of ease and comfort and pleasure. For the Lord says, do not ahabako shanda. Do not be so trusting, but you're going to see money and love. Money and love Sister Thompson.
And I further hear the word of the Lord, Sister Thompson, that this is the season of positive new beginnings. I hear Father God says, worry not, fret not. But Father God says, this is the season to begin to move in faith and not fear. For I hear Father God saying, bold new move. Father God says, this is the season to initiate your good. I hear Father God says, this is also going to be a season, a very paramount season. I hear Father God speaking in reference to inheritance. For Father God says, the inheritance shall not be lost, yet Father God says, the inheritance shall be gained and multiplied. For Father God says, this is the season of mastery. Now, I also hear Father God saying, this is the season to get the medical physical, for he's doing a new thing in your body. I hear Father God saying, new dietary habits. And Father God says, you're entering into a new season where you're going to incorporate a new dietary lifestyle. Father God says, this is the season where your energy is going to be increasing. And I hear Father God says, any habits that decrease your energy, this is the season to eliminate it. I also hear Father God saying, anything concerning taxes or insurance, look over your paperwork. Make sure your paperwork is in divine order in this season, woman of God. And I hear Father God saying, dot every I and cross every T. Also pertaining to a male family member, it could be a father or an uncle. Father God says you may also be helping them with their paperwork in these areas as well. So Father God says you'll have a testimony in this season, and that is the word of the Lord.
Amen. And so know, woman of God, that Father says that this is a season that you're developing. You're developing your spiritual side. You're developing who you are, and out of that, you're going to take this spiritual growth and spiritual maturity, and it's going to begin to touch even your personal relationships. For the Lord says, my love, my faith, my grace is being perfected in thee, and I'm going to cause you to glow, and you're going to prosper. Oh, the Lord says, goodness, 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 and grace and mercy shall be thy portion. Now, the Lord also seems like a close relationship that is going to help you shall also reap good financial success. Someone connected to you is going to be blessed because God said they're going to bless you and I'm going to bless them. The Lord says I'm going to send people that is going to be a blessing into your life. I send mentors. I send guides your way. And I will surround you with a multitude of counselors that will add and not take away from you. So the Lord says that you're heading towards some undeniable connections that is going to bless you. For the Lord says to the woman of God that you have everything that you need. Now begin to put it into action. Embrace them. You're going to find that your career is going to be central to this transformational time in your life. Now the Lord says, grasp life with both hands and open up your heart. And you will see, Sister Thompson, that when the dust settles, you're going to be in a better place. Thank you for moving in faith. I got so much more I want to talk to you about. Stay in your book and follow the instructions because that's only the beginning. So where you get me to walk into. There are new levels and new heights that God is setting you up for. God bless you, woman of God. Peace and many, many blessings.